Curt Schilling not elected to Baseball Hall of Fame in final year on the ballot. By Paul Bois on January 25, 2022. Former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling once again did not get elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame after 10 years of being on the ballot. To earn a slot in the Hall of Fame, a candidate needs to earn 75% of the vote. And though Schilling appeared to be trending that way over the past few years of being on the ballot, he earned only 58.6% of the vote this year. His lack of support likely stems from the fact he requested to be removed from the ballot last year after earning 71.1% of the vote. "I can say at this point I am mentally done," he wrote in an open letter. "I know math and I know trends and I know I will not attain the 75% threshold for induction. I will not participate in the final year of voting," he added. "I am requesting to be removed from the ballot. I'll defer to the Veterans Committee and men whose opinions actually matter and who are in a position to actually judge a player." Philadelphia, PA, June 10, manager Gabe Kapler, number 22 of the Philadelphia Phillies, hugs former pitcher Curt Schilling before the game against the Milwaukee Brewers at Citizens Bank Park on June 10, 2018, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Phillies defeated the Brewers 4-3. Photo by Mitchell Leff/Getty Images. Schilling had jumped nearly a full 20 points in just 3 years, having earned 51.2% in 2018, 60.9% in 2019, 70.0% in 2020, and 71.1% in 2021. Going forward, Schilling can only be allowed into the Hall of Fame by the Veterans Committee. Having pitched in the major leagues for 20 seasons, between 1988 and 2007, Schilling closed his career on a high note when he helped lead the Boston Red Sox to their first World Series championship in 86 years, breaking the much-dreaded curse of the Bambino. Important highlights from MassLive. He went 216-146 with a 3.46 ERA, 3.23 FIP, 1.14 WHIP, 3,116 strikeouts and 83 complete games in 569 career games, 436 starts. He spent time with the Orioles, Astros, Phillies, Diamondbacks, and Red Sox. He was a 20-game winner 3 times and struck out 300 or more batters in a season 3 times. He initially was drafted by the Red Sox in the second round in 1986. Boston traded him with Brady Anderson to the Orioles for Mike Boddicker on July 29, 1988. After retiring in 2007, Schilling became a lightning rod for political controversy and left-wing hatred due to his outspoken conservative viewpoints, which led to his eventual firing as an ESPN commentator in 2016 after criticizing the transgender agenda. "A man is a man no matter what they call themselves. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. Men's room was designed for the penis, women's not so much. Now you need laws telling us differently? Pathetic," he tweeted at the time. New York, NY, April 27. Former ESPN analyst Curt Schilling talks about his ESPN dismissal and politics during SiriusXM's Breitbart News Patriot Forum hosted by Stephen K. Bannon and co-host Alex Marlowe at the SiriusXM studio on April 27, 2016, in New York, New York. Photo by Cindy Ord/Getty Images for SiriusXM. Schilling also appeared to defend the Capitol Hill rioters on January 6 of last year when he tweeted, "You cowards sat on your hands, did nothing while liberal trash looted, rioted and burned for Air Jordans and big screens. Sit back, STFU, and watch folks start a confrontation for shit that matters like rights, democracy and the end of government corruption." When asking to be removed from the ballot last year, Schilling lamented how his legacy had been equated with men who have doped or abused women. "As I've stated often over the past years to those I've spoken with, in my heart I am at peace. Nothing, zero, none of the claims being made by any of the writers hold merit. In my 22 years playing professional baseball in the most culturally diverse locker rooms in sports, I've never said or acted in any capacity other than being a good teammate. I've certainly been exposed to racism and sexism and homophobia as it's part of who human beings are. I've played with and talked with gay teammates. I've played with wife beaters, adulterers, assaulted, drug addicts and alcoholics. I've never hit a woman, driven drunk, done drugs, pets or otherwise, assaulted anyone or committed any sort of crime. But I'm now somehow in a conversation with two men who cheated, and instead of being accountable, they chose to destroy others' lives to protect their lie. People on social media voiced their discontent with Schilling's snub.